coming at you live, 97.5.
The Square.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That was our most ASMR entrance ever.
Very nice.
This is so nice.
Absolutely fucking not.
Turn my mic up.
Welcome back to Drop Days, the internet's favorite D&D podcast.
Woo.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Where we last left the party off, they are in Matorka. They are getting ready to sail to the land of the dead. Their companions have all shown up in town. They got to see Jurgen again. He's building giant statues that are definitely not fire hazards, considering they're made out of glass, and there is not lines of magma in the hammer settlement outside of Matorka.
He's just out there jerking his shit off smooth.
As you do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go around and introduce ourselves. I am Amber, your DM.
I am Fig, playing Kronky Nator, typical magic man, fighter / sorcerer, doer of great deeds. Both positive and negative, depending
doer,
on who you ask.
Doer of deeds, definitely.
No, they're pretty great. Pretty great.
Deeds.
They're definitely deeds.
My hair came back, by the way.
Depends on the perspective.
Yes, anyone forgot.
Yeah. Did it actually come back?
Yeah.
That would be so fast.
Well, yeah, it was just like a magic thing. It wore off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you've seen this man conjure disintegration beams from his fingers, and you're questioning his hair growth?
I mean, you're questioning that he went to Bosley?
Like,
I cast Rogaine.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly.
I had to go to my stylist for an emergency meeting when we got off the boat after my
ninth
fucking...
Level
no, it, actually, I did roll for it. It came back 14 hours later.
Nice. I cast Finesterite.
After my tailor, I had to go get freshed up.
Well, I was just thinking, like, is this like a Patrick Starr situation where, like, if you push hard enough, you could just create a mustache?
For sure.
You
know? That's exactly
like, yeah, that's, sure.
That's what it feels like.
It's like right the Play-Doh thing where you push down on it and the hair just pops up.
I just willed it back.
You were definitely mid-conversation and just like...
he sneezed and it just popped out.
Yeah.
I'm Ben, by the way. I play Ack, the kobold monk warlock of Ulrich. Ulrich's smallest little boy.
Get it, dude.
Smallrick.
Nice. Ulrich's silly little guy?
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Can you say Smallrick?
Smallrick.
Zach, I play Greg.
True.
All right. Cindy playing Fargrim, Dwarf Slayer.
Existential.
Don't need to waste any more time on that one. Yeah, it's just Greg.
I'm just Greg.
Father to Gary. And that's pretty much it, man. Ready to go kill.
Trying to send Gary to a good school.
You know, I'm just trying to, honestly, just keep him alive.
Keep him off the streets.
Yeah, well, you shit the bed on that twice.
Well,
so.
Third time's a charm.
Third time.
You know what? Maybe he's going to come with us again. So
he shouldn't.
It's not about you.
It's about Gary.
Snails do well in a desert.
Dude, we got to ride a ship through the ocean.
Yeah. and then go through a desert.
Gary's literally going to be like, what the fuck, man?
Trauma.
Bro, it's like pork trying to rock climb.
That was rogue.
Just not in their element.
The fuck are we
nope.
doing?
Yeah. Nope.
It's fine.
It's fall
fine.
Through the holes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are picking up in Matorka with the party. It is a bright, sunshiny day. The sun's on the ocean. It's sparkling.
My eyes.
Kronk's housekeeper has given you guys a delicious breakfast. After all of your nude burpees, what do you guys want to do today? You've been back for like a week now.
When are we leaving?
I mean, we should probably set out, right? Like, what was the timeline that we put forward? Like, so we're back.
Yep.
Then we told Aranessa to meet us, but we don't remember if we told her to meet us in Matorka or in Sartosa.
So here's the thing, right?
Sartosa.
It's an inlet to Matorka, so we have to pass Sartosa anyway. So realistically, if they were coming here, we'd bump into them anyways.
Okay.
Right.
I'm saying we should probably set out, though.
So we could just run into them and have them hang a Yui.
I think we should start rot. We just...
Mm-hmm. We just fucking send it.
Let's kick off this arm. Let's kick off Armageddon.
I like to think that fate is on our side and things are just going to work out.
For I feel like we could just like take another week off.
What's the rush, really?
I got some PTO banked.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No.
I don't know. My whole thing, though, is
I was going to start a garden.
Bold, and I don't. It don't get more bold. So fortune's going to favor us.
That's true.
You know,
and we have a lot of wine bottles to get through on this boat.
Oh, no, I'm going to get. Physically. Nice and blasted. So I'm really dehydrated by the time
we get to
the
desert.
Until the time we get to the desert, I'm going to be in acute kidney failure. Yep. And that's where I'm going to perform at my best.
Yep.
One of you has like a thing of unlimited water, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I refuse to use it.
Fair. You see, the thing
unlimited
is
beer.
It's only mayo.
Yeah.
You need to be on the edge of death to motivate you to fight for your life.
I'm always on the edge.
I mean, in the words of the Middenheim warrior poet Hunter S. Thompson, the only people who know where the edge is are those who've gone over.
Fair enough.
I am going to ask, are you guys going to get supplies for your ship? Because knowing how the Wolves of Middenheim rave, and the fact that you are bringing an entire like phalanx of dwarves with you, you're going to run out of alcohol about 20 minutes into the ship.
20 minutes
in. The thing is like food and that's water true. Isn't the problem because we can conjure that infinitely, yeah, but booze.
I have one decanter of endless. Pass that around?
I have a tankard of sobriety, but, so like I don't think that's going to fly.
No, they're not going to like that. How old is this? Is this ship going to fit everybody?
Yes.
It's pretty big, right?
Okay.
It is? Okay.
Does it have room for booze then, too?
It should. We could fit like upwards like 250, 300 people, I think we talked about originally.
I don't know why. I just had the mental flashbang of like everybody going through alcohol withdrawals on the trip and turning to that episode of Sunny where they all think they have the flu.
Yeah. Everyone's just ill.
Just going through withdrawals.
Yeah, they're just going, what do we do with this information? Nothing.
They think that a plague has struck the boat, but it's actually just everyone fucking withdrawn from booze.
Kidneys shutting down from lack of booze.
Well,
all right. Well, let's go shopping.
I mean, do you want to just go? I don't know if I want to blow all my gold on booze. You know.
Right, I mean, right. I don't think we have to blow all our gold.
Are you guys bringing ox with you?
No.
No.
Ox. Because we had a whole bunch of really good food rations. I don't know what we did with it.
They are with the wagon with ox in your shed. All right,
so we're going to grab that.
I mean, we should bring him. This whole
so
we
don't
got
just
him.
Have
true.
So we can
carry us through
bad
the
fucking food rations so we can have some good stuff.
Yeah, because the shit me and the other Templars can conjure. Pretty like, it'll keep us alive, but like we're not going to have fun.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. So we'll start with that, and then when people start getting grumpy, we'll bust out some good food, and we'll just kind of cycle that throughout the trip to keep people from...
We might have to make a couple beer runs on the way, so keep that teleport helmet.
Yeah, we should definitely bring Ox and the wagon for when we get over there.
Yeah, I don't want to walk the whole way.
Yeah, for Ack to get a ride, of course.
Yeah. Well, for me to ride on Gregor, who will ride.
I'm probably going
to
bring Gary.
I don't know why.
You're bringing Gary? Okay.
Dude, don't bring Gary.
Don't worry about it.
Fuck.
Don't go in the water.
All I can think of is us making food is like...
We're going to need the potions.
When we were in 2-9 and all we had was beans.
Beans.
We had a whole meal out in the desert of just beans.
Just beans.
That's
they're like, yeah, we ran out of food except beans. So like my plate was just a mountain of green beans.
It was
beans.
Just actually a shit ton of beans.
Like that, you know?
That was the most fucking...
Yeah, dude. Next day we ran a range and I had the bean shits.
We also had the time where they had us getting the powwow on like the base and they were talking about how they're going to keep us well supplied. We won't run out of water.
We're out of water like
and we literally ran out of water. By the time we got back from that powwow, the water bowl was empty, and it was still on site. We hadn't even gone to the field yet.
We ran out of water during the meeting about how we're never going to run out of water.
It was so bad. I was lucky.
That's us going through the land of the dead right now.
Thirsty bitch.
Provisions for this trip, including mostly ale, would set you back about 500 gold.
Oh, dude, we split that. We can do this.
Yeah, okay.
That's easy peasy.
Yeah, you just footing the bill?
No.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You just had split that.
No, that's awesome, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's go Dutch that. On this, yeah, but this Dutch is a little light. I'll get you later.
How much money does everyone have?
12.
12 money. 12 whole money. Well, what is that 12?
20 money 12, now.
12 monies.
I got honestly, I'm at like 11K.
Yeah,
I've got 27,000.
I'm 12K. Yeah.
What the fuck? 27,000 what?
He hasn't bought anything.
Gold?
I don't buy anything
ever.
Okay, we're going to go Dutch on this. Again, right. This Dutch was a little light.
All right, I got you.
I've been bankrolling way too much shit. The fucking 5-year-old over here can cover this one.
Well, we keep going places and getting a lot of money. And yeah, I never buy anything.
Just doesn't have the concept of like currency.
Yeah, I buy like bones and stuff.
You know what I You know what I realized last time that I had?
What?
That I don't know if I actually took out or not. Two treasure chests in my bag of holding.
What are we... Guys.
I don't...
They can't They're keep just getting in away there. With this.
There's some super fan out there
so I should probably
who probably remembers
with
when you got that treasure.
It was from Manfred's castle.
Yeah, and it's been like... Dude, when are they going to open the fucking...
It's dawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should probably...
Anyways.
God damn it.
You gonna count that?
You gonna, yeah, are we gonna see what's in there? Or?
You guys, when we get
you
back.
You guys want to?
When we get back. Yeah.
That's how like you guys buy.
So
like,
we're gonna table it.
Your guys, special like treat for the end.
Yeah, we're gonna table it.
We're gonna wait until we take off on the boat and then we can count it.
Yeah.
Okay.
When all right. So I paid for the booze.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Your ship is being loaded. All your supplies. Anything else that you guys are taking with you?
Probably the entire cow skeleton that I bought.
Isn't that an Albion?
I did leave it on Albion.
I mean, Bjorn's definitely coming.
You could probably get another one.
True.
We have our magic swords.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm bringing my doggo.
What was in the vault?
I'm also bringing my doggo.
From the vault? Or
oh, the magic thing we stole from the Skaven?
Why would we need it?
Yeah, the dimension seal.
Isn't that...
Oh, yeah, the dimension.
Yeah, that's like what we...
Yeah, we kind
of
we need
that was the whole point of going there is because we needed to seal the gash.
I was really hoping you guys would
Yeah, we're
going
to bring the dimension seal.
Imagine we're halfway there.
Especially because we couldn't teleport it back because it would just negate
you
the...
You can't teleport with it.
Yeah.
So anyways, we're going to grab the dimension
seal. I would have totally forgotten that.
I'm going to go do that right now.
Who's carrying the dimension seal?
I can carry it. It can't go in a bag.
I'm carrying the boats. You can carry the dimension seal.
You're carrying the what?
Excuse carrying me. The boats.
You're not carrying a
Are
boat.
Are you doing anything with that book that's in your bag?
I'm carrying all the boats.
That's the Zinch one, right?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I thought we already put that in the safe. No?
Maybe. No, not yet. Okay, when I'm going for the dimension seal, I'm going to bring that with me.
Man, we're bad at this.
What spell slot?
We have 2 minutes.
It's been...
There's so
been
much
a minute
stuff.
Since we've
And nobody takes notes.
No.
Who's taking notes?
I will say, if you guys do forget to bring something up, you get one thing that you can, in like 3 weeks when we come back. Backsies. Yeah, one takes these backsies.
Okay.
Okay. I'm here for it. That's all I'll need. And then 4 more after that.
Oh, that is one for the group, not for each person.
Oh, that's very different. Well, hope Barge. We don't forget anything important.
Barge, do you need more hair dye for the road? More like styling stuff?
No. Keep I mean, I got together. My. Okay. I got my shit.
I have
my nipple creams.
My nipples.
All right, so
damn your nipples, huh?
I should have all my spell slots.
Mine still never grew back.
No, actually, because you're in a new form, you have nipples again.
You got human nipples. Gross.
You got dude nips.
So we're getting.
I'm just going to keep the book in the vault for now.
Okay.
Leaving the book in the vault. We're taking the dimension seal from the vault because that was like the entire point of that.
Mm-hmm.
Do we all have our powerful relics and stuff like the swords and the masks and the necklace that doesn't like you.
Yeah, it's just fucking here.
Mm-hmm.
Just existing.
Just
me.
Chilling. Big chilling. We got Greg.
This is my nightmare.
We got the dwarves. We got the wolves. We got the what else do we? Are the pirates are coming? Maybe
pirates. Hopefully, are coming.
Maybe coming.
I've got my necklace. I'm gonna pull out my big dumb gold chain that I've had for a minute.
This guy's a big
that
dumb
may or
gold
may
chain.
Not be fake.
We're,
yeah,
we're good for that.
Awkward.
Didn't I steal that? No, I stole the hat for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's everything. We got Ox. We got the cart. Are we taking the B team?
They have, like, jobs and shit that they've had.
I mean, don't we... why wouldn't we take the B team, though? Because like
I thought that was, like, the point of why we hired them originally.
I feel like it's all hands on deck.
But now, like, Elian is, like, head of the guards and stuff.
People are kind of invested right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we could also always teleport back and pick and, like, scoop everybody.
True,
I don't think we should rely...
That's so much work, though.
I don't think
we
should rely that heavy on the total.
Is that... Yeah. Is that, that...
Well, I mean, hold on. So who has jobs other than Elian? Who's not just like kind of waiting for us?
Well, Ingrid fucking died.
Ingrid's dead. Yeah, Rhea is
thick as fuck.
I don't know where she's been at. She just sort of. She's been off doing her own thing, and I don't question it.
I haven't seen her in weeks, dude, but she's still getting a check, so I don't...
True. I think Susan is...
I feel like we're getting bamboozled here.
She deserves it.
True.
Actually just left, retired, fucking took the bag.
She's a goat.
She shows up every week for her paycheck and leaves.
Hell yeah.
So do we just call... Should we call her in?
Sure, why not? Does anybody know where to find her?
Don't we have communication?
It's not my job
at this point. I can't keep track of all the sending stones. We just got a bunch of fucking rocks.
Yeah, I don't.
I believe you guys have a sending stone to Susan.
Yeah.
No, I thought we had one to Elian, and Susan has magic call.
Oh yeah. You guys have Elian, and Susan can just do it.
Susan has Boost Mobile.
Yeah.
Are we able to contact Susan, or does she have to contact us then?
She has to contact us.
Hold on. I thought they were staying at your crib.
They got jobs and shit.
Well, we're in Matorka, and Rhea had like a home here before then, so she might be just at her
houses.
She might just be with. She's got like a fiance, so she might just be with him.
Yeah, Rhea's just at her house.
Yeah, she's just been chilling, like waiting for us. Can we like make our way like towards her house? Do we know where she lives?
What address? Do we have a mailing address? Job.
I'm gonna Boost Mobile Elian.
He's a slightly tired voice of
a busy signal.
Crunkser, hello.
Hey, do you remember where Rhea lives?
Rally the hose.
Where she is?
Is she not at your estate?
Is she at the estate?
Is she not?
I've been having a tough time keeping track of where everyone's at all the time, so I was just trying to get ahead of the curve here and figure it out.
Tell him I say hi.
If not, I think and her fiance just bought a farm outside of town.
Kronk, tell him I say hi.
How much we've been paying this bitch? She's out here buying real estate?
Okay, all right, I'll check in.
Kronk, did you tell him I say hi?
I told him you said hi.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Ak.
Thanks.
He says hi. So I'm gonna. All right, bye. I'm gonna run home to the vault.
And you were in the vault.
Just go upstairs. Is she upstairs?
Who's here?
Start calling her name throughout the house.
Hello.
I'm literally just gonna go upstairs and be like, "Hey, who's here?"
You hear Susan kind of pokes her head out of the guest house.
Nice. What
the fuck are you doing?
Okay. Hey, is Ray here?
I think she's off with her fiance.
Fuck. Do you know where they live? Ben said outside of town, but there's a lot of outside of town.
Oh, we could use Susan.
Guess what, dude? She's being deployed.
Yeah.
Steak and lobster.
Yeah.
You were at her housewarming like 2 days ago.
Were we?
The fuck?
Was that 2 days ago?
Man, we just balling this hard? What? I didn't get invited to a house party.
I don't recall this.
We were all there.
Weren't we on a boat like 2 days ago?
Balls. Yeah. Anyways, do you want to go to the
Wait, hold, hold, hold on, hold on, hold on.
You want to get a combat action ribbon?
I mean, that's why you hired me.
I'm just saying, like, you got anything going on right now that's super important, or if you want to hop on a boat and go fuck off.
Probably die.
I mean, I've been helping with the injured from the last assault, but I mean, you hired me to go to the Land of the Dead. I assumed I was going with you to the Land of the Dead.
Sick. Boats down at the harbor, Golden God. Get your shit. Let's go.
All right.
And by let's go, I mean you go. I got to find Rhea.
Do you
need me to
the troops?
Take you to her house since
that
you forgot where it is?
Super lit. Yeah, I was just going to have Edgar go scout it out. That'd probably take way longer, though. So, yeah, let's do that. And then let's go to the boat.
Okay.
Cool.
Is nobody else concerned that we were apparently at a party 2 days ago when we were supposedly on a boat?
No, 2 days ago
you guys got back like a week ago.
Okay. We've been here for a week.
But were we actually at this party?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I was AFK at this party.
It was off screen, but yes, you guys were there at Rhea's house.
I could have just drunk, forgotten it, blacked out.
Fair enough.
I do be like that.
Hold on, where the fuck
was
you saw her 2 days ago?
I was a little concerned.
Yeah, but like, where?
But like, where is she, though?
So... Susan leads you. It's actually like this really cute little cottage outside of town. You guys,
I'm happy. She's happy because she's about to go to the time to collect.
Anyone that wants to roll a history check to remember this about Rhea may do so.
I'm feeling.
Are we all going to her house?
Unnatural.
If you guys want to, if you want to stay back and not go, that's fine.
I rolled a 6 plus something.
A 23. 6 plus.
Zero, so six.
Six.
Two.
A four.
Gregor, you don't really remember. You know Rhea is thick, and that's about it.
Classic Greg.
That's all I need, dude.
Fact. Ack. She has a fiance.
What?
Not entirely sure what that means.
Yes, exactly. You don't really know what
it means. But she has one.
But she has it, yeah.
I assume it's something like a nice piece of furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah, like an armoire.
Mm-hmm. A nice sword.
The fuck's an armoire?
Well, it's like a fiance.
That's me asking IRL.
That's like a clothing chest.
Yeah. It's like a Davin.
That's not in character. What the fuck?
Yeah. And I feel like a crux says that Gregor be like, the fuck? God bless you? I don't know.
You remember that Rhea and France. Her fiance had a little challenge that they were both going to go out and do mercenary work until they had...
Yeah, they got their money for retirement, basically.
To buy some land and start a
family. She didn't do anything.
Well, now you got the money and now you got the land. And
yeah. You pay very well.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Guess what?
I'm cool like that.
Time to die.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Is this her quitting?
Employment.
So you coming to work or are you paying that all back at 75% APR? Ugh. No, I don't say that.
Okay, so you guys come, you see this lovely cottage. There's like freshly planted rose bushes leading in.
Yeah.
And you come up
very
to the
nice,
door.
Very nice.
How do you approach the door? It's you guys.
From the front, and I knock.
Knocking?
You knock, yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to cast no knock raid.
I was wondering if that's what was happening.
In the door.
No.
No.
Gregor multi-classed into ice.
She's a friend.
A like late 20s man in like half plate. Opens the door. Hello?
Hi, my name is Kronk Enator. I was looking for Rhea.
Oh, I've heard a lot about you.
Come I'm sure you have.
She's out back. Let me go get her for you.
Perfect.
Oh. He leads you into like a little like living room. It's okay. Cute. You can tell it's like very recently.
Is this the fiance?
Yes.
You could assume so, yes.
Presumably.
How big is he?
He's a pretty large, muscular, but like very
basic. Is he bigger than Greg?
I think it's a lot close. Of people are bigger than Greg.
It's close.
Damn, dude. Once again, if I was Gregor, I'd flex on this dude so hard. But
why?
I can't. Well, because, you know.
Because Ray's a thick mommy.
Thick muscle mommy, dude.
So, and you guys recognize this from the party a couple days ago, and it's just like a nice kind of well put together room. He's going to run out back, and Rhea comes in. She's kind of like dusting her hands off. She's not in her armor. She's just in like casual... Looks like she was working in the garden or something.
Oh, excellent.
I feel like Fargrim's going full Patrick. Like, you're hot! You know?
Heavy breathing.
So, we're getting our boat ready to head down to the land of the dead. Wanted to check in before we took off on whether you wanted to come or not.
We're giving her the option?
Yeah, didn't we like...
Bruh.
Mm. I mean, is this Greg saying that?
Yeah, I mean, no offense. Like, my adopted mom died. My best friend died. I got flesh changed.
And you want Rhea?
Your adopted dad died too.
My adopted dad. I'm just saying.
Where are you going with this?
We're in deep. Why does she get to sit out?
Gregor, why is your voice different?
You know why?
No, actually, no.
I've been through a lot. And now it just feels.
We're in the end game now.
I guess
Rhea.
I'm just being a bitch about it. You're right. Damn it. I'm just gonna like walk
outside.
Susan
like slips you a lozenge.
You know. I'm just upset.
He's sensitive about it right now. Don't worry.
I mean, if you need swords on your quest,
I think it's an all hands on deck kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna leave the option up to you. I'm not trying to force you into servitude or anything like that. You were paid for services. Services were provided. Shit took a little longer than we initially thought it would, and here we are.
We are gonna go kill God, though. So if you're interested in that, like,
it would look real good on the resume.
Yeah,
she looks at her fiance, and they look back at you.
I mean, hell, you could bring him with.
I say, don't give us an answer.
We got
but
food.
You could show up at the dock at this time. This is when we're leaving. If you're there, cool. If you're not there, we're leaving without you.
Free cookies.
Wait, there's free cookies?
Shut the fuck up.
I'm excited now.
All right. We'll consider your offer.
Awesome. Cool.
So is the pay rate the same?
We'll talk.
Saying there's wiggle room, huh?
It's negotiable.
Hey, man, I said it was optional. I ain't groveling. But this motherfucker pretty stacked.
Well, it's just... I mean,
whoa.
This is probably more dangerous than anything we've done so far, but...
Yeah, but...
You know.
It's It's part of the job. So it'd be cool.
But we do get to kill God, so there's that.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yeah, not my God.
It is good to go.
Not my God.
So anyways, cool.
Yeah.
My God is an awesome
guy.
Have a good day.
Cool.
I'd like to find some kind of delivery runner.
I mean, you have like four in your employ at the house. So.
Yeah, okay.
One of your boys.
I'm sending Edgar that you keep to around. Go deliver a message that we need cookies at the boat ASAP.
Stat.
Make them quick.
He's like 14. It's like a part-time job for him. Very startled that a duck that was invisible 2 seconds ago flies down, opens its mouth like Stitch in the Record, and your voice comes out of it. Nice. But, you know.
Hell yeah. Cookies.
Cookies sounds so fucking good right
Golden
now,
God.
IRL.
Stat.
Yo, we got cookies though?
No.
Damn it.
I got a couple of like the long like chocolate filled ones in the drawer downstairs if you want some of those.
Anyways.
Or there's ice cream sandwich cookies.
Lock the fuck in.
Yeah, but you said cookies.
Lock in.
I'm pregnant. Baby, I don't know what you want.
Baby wants cookies.
Man, we can hit Sir Mac on the home.
Cindy don't doesn't care about the cookies. The baby said, "Let me get some cookies."
The baby be like, "Where are these cookies at?" Yeah, but where are these cookies
at? In 2 months, you still gonna want cookies? Don't lie.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. So, okay. Anyways. Yeah, does anyone else have anything they want to wrap up? I'm kind of down to just eat some cookies and get on this fucking boat.
Yeah, let's do it.
When
are we trying to take off, like, morning, dawn, like...
Well, you told tonight? Rhea this time tomorrow, so...
Oh, this
time? I guess we got an evening.
Okay.
Unless you want to run back and...
I say, maybe we should do it, like leave in the morning so we can get, like, a...
Yeah.
Oh, this time as in, like, tomorrow. Like... I gave her a time that I,
oh,
I as
okay.
a person do not know.
Gotcha.
But
see, I was in
but I'm assuming
first light.
I'm assuming
light
yeah, mm-hmm. it was spoken okay. of.
Wake up weather shit.
We gonna get stepping shit. On the beach.
Do 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 do.
Y'all.
Okay.
Constant.
Cool.
Other than that, I'll be working on the dagger that we talked about.
Yeah, I guess I will probably just be wrapping up at my house, getting my affairs in order.
Okay.
Making sure your will is filled out.
Yeah.
Making sure you have a proxy.
Yeah.
Who is your proxy?
Wouldn't it just be Elian, probably?
No, but Elian's a voting member now. He can't be. Elian. Yeah.
Fuck.
Kronk needs another boy.
Oh, I got it. I'll stay behind.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, because you're also a voting member.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I'm not.
Axe stays behind Jurgen to help stays. Rule Matorka.
Jurgen's not a voting member, right?
No, he didn't join the party before.
Yeah, that was gone.
Yeah, that
I'm
was
not
gone.
Giving that motherfucker any
super dead.
He lives on, though, in my weapon that I made out of his ulna.
Fuck, man. All right, so I'm just going to... Whatever one of my servants is, like, competent... And, like, relatively intelligent. Not too intelligent, but, like, relatively.
You can
I'm gonna
do one
give
of the triplets.
I'm going to give them the lowdown and be like, all right. So this guy, Elian,
mm-hmm.
you do whatever he says to do until I get back.
All right, Master Kronk, we will do that.
Yep, you will be my proxy. Don't fuck up.
I wouldn't dream of it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
She gives you a big hug.
Excellent. I will give them a hug back.
Cool. Okay. This is your housekeeper that like knew your family when you were like a little nugget.
Excellent. Seems appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
This is my Alfred.
Pretty much, yeah. Her and her sisters.
Okay. I have the utmost faith. So anyways, I sleep.
Okay.
Can I potentially go see if I can snag another potion of speed?
Yeah. There is that wizardry shop in town. You make your way down there. Mid-afternoon, brisk little walk. It does seem as you walk in, the shelves are a little bit less full than before. It looks as if a lot of stuff is like...
I figure there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah. But the young man behind the counter... kind of looks up and like, oh,
oi, oi.
Master Dwarf, how can I assist you?
Hey, just looking for potentially a potion of speed to give me haste.
Let me look in the back and see what I have. We, fortunately, a lot of this has been taken by the guard to help defend the city.
Yeah. It's kind of a niche thing. If you got it, you got it.
Let me see what I can do. You're gonna hear a lot of rummaging sounds in the back. Mm-hmm. I did find one. It's my last one, though.
Okay.
So it would set you back about 15,000 gold.
Jesus.
Ain't no way.
Yeah, 15K is probably... I got a Zangor horn. I'm just kidding. No. I
don't know
yeah,
what that
no,
is.
That's
how about a big
that's,
hug?
Right? How about a handshake?
Breaks his ribs.
A pretty big hug right there.
All right. Yeah, that's going to be a little out of my price range, but... Thanks for checking.
Understandable. Yeah, unfortunately, these just take a very long time to make, and they're
yeah,
very tedious.
That's what it is.
Haste spell takes a long time to make.
Isn't it ironic?
Yeah.
Well, that's why it takes so long to make.
It's condensed time.
Yeah.
All right.
What if you drink a haste potion and then make two haste potions?
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
That'd be pretty...
What do you mean? No, I don't.
So you're still up net one.
Sure, yeah. You're just constantly stacking them.
Yeah.
We're glitching the system.
I mean, the amount of time that the haste potion lasts for probably...
It's 1 minute.
Not,
I broke the matrix.
Not indicative of how long it takes to make.
I'm gonna cast haste.
Unless you get...
And then make haste potion.
Get a sorcerer to twin cast haste on you twice. Yeah.
Anyways, I'm going to go back and probably just... lounge with Gary.
Okay.
In the stalls.
I'm going to spend 2 hours filling my room on the Golden God with dirt. As much dirt as I can get. I'm going to temporarily empty out my bag of holding and fill it with dirt and then go to my room on the Golden God and fill my room with dirt.
I'm curious.
Like, are you trying to fill it to the ceiling?
Not to the ceiling. But
what's
you
your
know,
base?
A large
yeah.
Round.
At least have a big pile in the corner so I can if I'm gonna go kill the god of death, I want to be comfortable on the way.
That's fair.
Enough dirt for a little den.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll just be powwowing with the other Templars.
Okay.
Kind of going over tactical battle plans.
I would join him after.
Know. You basically take over the whole wet hole. And you're just doing battle plans. Yeah. You've co-opted one of the walls. You've got the red string.
Yeah.
Someone brought chalk, and you're doing the
and they're eating
it. Full of Pepe.
And they're eating the chalk.
Yeah. But yes.
Are the dwarves staying with...
I show up 2 hours later covered in dirt.
The other are they here?
I believe they were staying at the Hammer Settlement.
I remember that being the plan.
Okay. But I believe they are staying outside of town with the other dwarves.
I'm super excited for when we get there to see Greg's plan enacted.
We establish a beachhead, and then we immediately dip out and go to Midnight.
It's just a bunch of X's and O's that don't really mean anything.
I want to see it in action. I want to see the shot calling.
Kronk,
yep.
When you go to bed, you have a dream.
Ooh.
Okay.
Now
hold on. All I'm thinking about is that his plan on the map was actually just him putting X's and O's, and it's just measuring out each stagger of buddy rushing.
Yeah, bounding.
He's all right, so when you get over here, you're down, and then he's going to go over here.
He's down.
And then you're up, and he's down.
He's up.
And it's just that, but
you're
like
up, he
all
sees
across
you,
this
then you're down.
Fucking, yep. Okay, anyways, I'm dreaming.
You're dreaming. You hear... this dark laughter in the distance.
Damn.
And you kind of blink awake, and you're in this
hello
dusty, hot, it looks kind of almost like an arena with rows of seats leading up from it, and it's this massive area.
The people love me.
You don't actually hear cheering from the crowd.
Where the fuck is my crowd?
It seems empty right at the moment, actually.
I am not an opener. I'm a finisher fighter. Okay. This is already wrong. I'm livid.
You're
Who's the manager here?
Good. Anger will serve you well. I have a proposition for you. The others have seen much in you. I took longer to be convinced.
I knew it.
But you slew your own kin. And that is something I can appreciate.
Light work.
So I have an offer for you.
Go ahead.
Take on being my champion as well. Step further down the path of the Ever Chosen. And I will give you what you most desire. And you see...
Go ahead.
In front of you...
My interest is piqued.
...is Yolanda.
Huh?
Oh, shit.
Huh? Huh?
What is he?
What?
Trial by combat has always been the way of Midorka. Rulership comes from deposing those before you. I offer you the city that you love by rightful conquest.
Okay.
You about to do it, too.
Is she armed? She's just here?
She's there, yeah. She currently...
Like? Stab her in the neck? All right.
I mean, she doesn't look great. I mean, she's apparently been kidnapped by Khorne for, what, weeks now? Months?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's been gone for a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
She does, you do notice, she has chains on her wrists and ankles. It looks like she's been through some shit. She's got bruises, her clothes are muddy and a little bit ripped. There is, you do notice, like, as you're having this conversation, like, tables around the edge of the arena and, like, weapons racks.
Okay.
Where she's just kind of staring at you, like, Kronk, what's happening? Where are we?
Welcome to hell, motherfucker. Damn. How long have you been here?
I don't know. I wake up and there's battle and fighting, and then I wake up and then there's more. I don't know.
That was crazy.
What's been happening in Midorka? Has times passed?
Yeah. No, shit's been popping off. We're fucking shit up, fighting bad guys, taking names. You know.
You seem very calm. Does this happen to you often?
Yeah, I mean, semi regularly. Not specifically here, but you know.
All right.
I travel a lot.
How do I get out of here?
That's a great question. I'm not really sure about that. Here, let me try and break your chains. I'm gonna try and break the chains on her wrists.
As you start walking towards her, they actually vanish.
Oh,
no, hey,
that's convenient. Okay.
She starts just kind of like rubbing her wrists. Like,
you know what you're gonna do.
Kronk.
You piece of shit.
Well, I'm gonna reach into my bag. Do I have my bag?
You have everything that you had on you.
I need my tools.
I'm gonna grab a dagger.
Okay.
And I'm gonna toss it over to her.
Oh no. Oh no.
What is thank you?
Yeah, it's a weapon. I mean, we're in a coliseum. Gotta have a weapon.
It's true that sometimes creatures come out. She kind of starts like looking around a little frantically.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, this is really awkward, but we're going to fight now, okay? I don't know if you've ever done that before. You have any combat experience?
Kronk, what are you talking about? Is this a joke? Did Percival set you up for this?
I think this is kind of a no.
Remember, Khorne loves axes. Just throwing that out there.
So, like, mm-hmm. You haven't fought anyone in, like, a duel? You haven't, like...
This is so awkward.
Use a weapon.
Disintegration.
Kronk,
this
would
be real weird for you.
She starts backing away from you.
Oh, that's boring. Okay. I'll start walking towards her, like, pretty nonchalantly with intent.
Yeah, you're just aura farming right now?
I'm a little bit of aura farming in here. Like, temptation to cast Disintegration Beam is really high. I'm saying this out loud. But I feel like that's just not the vibe.
She starts running. She sees a table and has, like, shields on it. And she starts booking it.
I'm going to go ahead and use an action for Brand of the Slaver's Leash and throw, like, it manifests a flaming whip. And I'm going to lash it at her within 10 feet. She has to make a dex saving throw.
I like to think at this point, the, like, image of Kronk is gone and he's the, like, whatever demon Kronk is turning into.
So she's going to take 2d4 fire damage and be inflicted with a searing brand.
Do you want to roll that?
To me, yeah.
Kronk is full demon mode now.
That is 6 damage.
That's okay. Rough.
He just
she's screaming.
Well, that's just uncomfortable. So anyways, I'm going to use my bonus action and drag them 10 feet towards me.
Okay. She is now at your feet screaming. She has dropped the dagger.
That's crazy. So real quick before we wrap this up, if you were going to be like, you know, a ruler of, say, like a city full of people, you probably should just be less weak. And I'm just going to start stomping her out.
Ugh. Stomping?
Yeah.
That's way more vicious than I thought this was going to get.
Yeah, I thought it was going
to. He is trying to please Korn.
He's not even putting up a fight. We're just going to get over with this. I'm just going to start putting the boot down.
Okay. You stomp.
Yeah.
And you stomp.
Yeah.
And you feel something break under your heel.
Very nice. Well,
you keep going or?
Give it a couple more just to be sure. And then when there's no more movement, maybe a little bit of like twitching, we're going to pull the sword out and we're just going to do a quick little execution blow, just sever what's left of the head. Just make sure that they're just kind of put down.
Your boots,
give me
your pants, and the bottom of your cape is covered in blood and bits of gore.
Korn loves that.
Okay. Gray matter.
So I'm just going to kind of like pull out like a rag, like a little, and just wipe my sword down. Because I didn't use my shadow blade. I used my actual silvered sword.
The silvered one, not the Band of the Witch?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm just going to kind of like look around the Colosseum and be like,
as this happens,
was that good for you? Because it wasn't great for me.
Cheering. Raucous. Aggressive. Demonic cheering.
Okay. I'm just going to do the like, I've seen what you people cheer for. That was not very entertaining to me.
What do you mean, you people?
You have done well. I think you will do great wonders in our name.
Okay, that was very mediocre. But, you know,
the crowd
sucks
just starts
sometimes.
Chanting, blood for the blood god.
Nope.
Blood for the blood god.
I love that shit.
Yeah. I mean, real, this isn't my favorite, but, you know. Sucks to suck, I guess. See you, Yolanda. Kind of fucking look around for exit. Fucking look for like the gate or wherever that gladiators normally come out of.
You wake up in your bed.
Ah, cool. Well, that was an experience. So anyways, I'm going to stretch it out a little bit.
As you stretch, you feel like a scar on your shoulder.
All right, I'm going to feel for that. What the fuck is that?
It looks as if there's like a brand on your shoulder now.
Yeah, man, what the fuck? Do I have any other brands?
Just the one.
Okay.
But it looks like the Metorkin crest.
Is it a scar?
Oh, nice. Nice.
Scar, okay. Brand, well, being compared to
that was definitely an experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah. With that, I'm gonna look outside and see how late it is.
It's maybe like 2 a.m.
I'm going to go back to bed then.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to crawl back in. Oy.
You have uninterrupted dreamless sleep.
You love to see it.
Except for about the time the sun wakes up, it's just ocean sounds. And you realize it's blood for the blood god.
Well, all right. Man, did you guys have fun?
We weren't there. Maybe.
No, I know. I'm talking just to you guys.
I know that
was that a fun experience
I was,
for you guys?
I was honestly kind of uncomfortable that whole time.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I like the image of like when you finally were like, oh, I guess we're going to do this. Like you slowly walking in. I just imagined your form like dropping and revealing Demon Kronk.
Probably.
And like just like flickering in and out as she like realizes she's about to die.
Yeah, she realizes that she's like when she first saw it, she's probably like, oh, thank God Kronk's here. And then it quickly turned into,
oh no,
Kronk's
here.
Yes.
You know.
I was
kind of went full Dennis Reynolds with it.
A little bit.
I wasn't expecting it to be like such a, I don't know.
I was expecting a fight, and then I quickly realized that this was more of an execution, and I was like, all right, I'm just going to get this done.
I immediately recognized the Colosseum from the one shot we did when Amber killed me on my birthday.
I think it was more of Cindy, though.
Cindy tried to fight Scarbrand.
Got you killed
she tried
on your
to
birthday.
Hug Scarbrand.
Yeah.
Scarbrand hates hugs.
He does hate hugs.
Yeah.
And a lot of things.
Physical contact.
Man. That's probably because he's never gotten one. Okay.
Scarbrand hates being reminded that he's never gotten one.
Well, he could have had one if you could just let me in.
Scarbrand hates letting you
in. Let me love you, Scarbrand.
So.
Okay.
It's morning. Crew's assembling.
That was one way to solve a problem.
Yeah?
No. I mean, she's out of the way.
Well, me and the boys, me and the wolf boys are going to rock up to the boat.
Cool.
I'll be with them. I'm going to go pick up my dwarves.
I'm with the wolf boys.
Bring them down.
I say someone brought a little prestidigitation speaker.
We're bumping the JBL for sure.
Yeah,
baby.
Call on me, call me.
No, definitely bumping that Fetty Wap.
Bringing the dimension seal down to the boat.
Okay. Yeah, you guys get on the boat. You're getting ready. Rhea and her fiance do come.
Oh, damn.
Both of them.
That actually, you know what? I know I threw a bit of a hissy fit, but also does make me kind of sad that they're going to risk it all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hey, the pay is very good.
If they're going to die, they're going to die together.
Welcome to the party boat.
JBL is bumping.
Yeah. Well, it's up there. We got the cookies.
Party like it's your last night, because it might be.
Yeah. More.
More?
Can I make a history check to try and remember what the fuck the pay rate was?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, cool. It's been a while since...
been a while.
Been a while.
Check my pay scale.
I believe they're getting... I think you're giving them like 20 gold a month.
God damn.
No, I'm not going to last that long. Yeah, sure. 40 gold. Here you go.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they can afford a farm. They were supposed to be doing this for a year, and it...
True.
They did it for, like... She did it for, like, a month, and they're set.
Typically, like, a gold is, like, a month's salary for most
people. Yeah, a bunch
people.
Of broke bitches out there, dude. I don't know.
We're living the life.
Yeah. Okay.
It's been a while.
Oh, my hand.
Anything else before you guys sail off?
I don't think so.
I think we're good to start sailing.
So. Yeah. To some mild fanfare from the city, the Golden God launches.
The beautiful people.
And begins to sail out into the sea.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful weather. It's perfect. It's going well. Your cultists, it's a little annoying because they are writing down everything you say on the ship.
I did break a bottle on the prow of the ship before we took off.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's ceremonial. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there was a speech and everything.
Yeah.
A long one.
A long one, yeah, for sure.
That's how Rhea and her fiance.
You want to know what the long speech was? Winners win. That was the whole speech.
And then we win these?
We win.
Winners win. Smash that shit.
Okay. Yeah, you take off. You start sailing towards Sartosa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that like the only direction we have?
Yeah.
I mean, you could hug the coast and go straight south.
I suppose.
I mean...
But we're looking for pirates.
Yeah.
That are hopefully not going to rob us.
You say we're looking for the hope. Don't me. Full day goes by. It's, you know, the weather's nice. You see a little pod of dolphins. It's cool. JBL still
bumping.
Everyone is kind of drunk.
Morale is high.
Morale is very high. The cultists are getting into it a little bit.
I don't know if I'm okay with
the
that.
The wolves teach them a couple of like, traditional.
Who approved this?
They're going to die with
us.
They're
manning our boat.
They're a crew.
Yeah, they are a crew.
What the fuck?
They're part of the crew.
They learn a couple traditional Middenheim dances, and so they're participating.
Nice. Yep. Yeah.
The mandatory mantra for the super fans is part of the ship, part of the crew.
I hope they die here.
They're probably going.
There's a very good chance.
Almost certainly going.
Yeah. Gonna be real. A lot of people are probably going to die here.
I'm going to keep working on my dagger until it's done.
This is very reminiscent of like IRL, like the beginning, if you know history, at the beginning of the Peasants' Crusade, everyone was super hype.
Mm-hmm.
Just real.
They were all about it.
Then like a month.
They were going to save Terra.
Yeah. No, I meant IRL, like the Peasants' Crusade.
Oh, in like
real life. Not the 40K.
Okay, I'm thinking of the Peasants' Crusade and the Proletariat Crusade.
Same vibe. The Merchants' Crusade,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Or, yeah, Proletariat Crusade, where they go to the attack moon.
Yes!
And then the eye winks
same
at them.
Same exact energy, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is anyone keeping watch? Are you guys just having?
I mean,
I loosely keep watch while I whittle my bones.
The wolves definitely have a watch rotation.
Okay.
Edgar does my watch for me.
Edgar notices it first. There's a ship on the horizon.
Damn straight.
Is it Kevin?
No, it's Steve.
Oh man.
Oh, Steve. Steve's Kyle.
Steve's Kyle.
Steve's Kyle.
See another ship,
dude,
from the other direction. A little while later, another little speck from the south.
What?
Are these ships we recognize?
Are these just all...
They're still really far out, but there are ships...
Everywhere?
Not everywhere, but, like, the longer time goes on, the more ships you're seeing coming from almost every direction.
It could
direction.
Be Harkin, because we did not deal with
Hold on. Yeah, I was going to say, like, orbs?
Orbs.
Oh,
orb lantern of revealing.
Yeah, check, orb bust check. Out that
bust
lantern.
That shit out.
Okay.
Orb check.
We should be doing this every day, to be honest.
Can't keep up with these orb checks.
Hey, Fargrim.
Yes.
God
there's
damn
an orb
it.
On you.
Damn it.
Barge.
Hey, man.
Wash your ass.
Can't you see this orb?
Well, that's what he told you. What do I do?
Hit it or some shit. I don't know. Break the orb.
Can you do that?
I firebolt.
I thought it was like I thought
firebolted
it was like
it goes straight through.
You got to like dispatch.
I was gonna say I thought it was like yeah. Who was it? Just Jurgen that could do that or?
I think Greg's got.
I got dispel magic. Yeah.
Okay.
Bibbidi bobbidi.
What if we just like have slippity one slubby. Of the super fans just hold a blanket in front of it.
That's
time.
Not how it works.
Oh, okay.
Does anybody have like
Gregor did the thing? I think we should be.
I mean, it couldn't be. I don't want to say his name, because on his ship, doesn't that normally get followed around by like a big storm cloud? So it's not like daytime over him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he does have a whole armada. His ship has.
Oh,
that.
Okay. I thought like the whole crew.
Well, it's either bad gas ships or.
Do we have any way to tell from a distance?
It's our friend.
None of them, as you like start looking through the long glass and your little cultists start checking, none of them are flying colors.
Hoist the color.
I send the duck.
You send the duck.
I send the duck.
Oh, God.
Edgar. What do your duck eyes see?
Which direction? Because there's probably like 50 ships.
Which one so looks fuck. Biggest?
Oh, 50? So if like we're here, they're like, are they coming up like a wall like this or are they like...
They're coming in like...
We getting pincered?
Threes and fives and tens from like all different directions.
Gotcha. Oh. But it's clearly like a lot of ships. Okay. Oh.
Do we have colors?
Do you?
Would anybody even recognize our colors if we flew
I'm gonna
them?
Pull down the Matorkin colors.
Okay.
Put up the Midnight Play, baby. Let's go.
Let's go. Right, we're just gonna fly colorless for a sec here.
Okay.
Because no one out. No, apparently none of them are flying colors. So we're just gonna drop colors and.
I feel like we should stand for what we
be
stand
like
for.
A little incognito. Okay. Maybe they won't notice. Honestly, they're probably.
I feel like they've already.
I mean,
dog.
At that point, I'm just gonna look down and be like, anyone would recognize this magnificent fucking boat. Never mind, send them back up.
Yeah, I mean, and if it is Aranessa, like she would recognize
this
boat because we had this boat. We stole this boat in Sartosa.
No,
we didn't steal it.
I
won it. We won it.
We commandeered it.
Won it.
We won it.
That's the better word. So, you sent Edgar to the largest ship.
Yeah.
It's being crewed by seemingly humanoids.
By some seamen.
Yep.
Some stout.
Simon, is he back?
No, he is very dead.
That motherfucker dead.
And the way he specifically asked you guys to make sure he didn't die.
Damn.
True, I forgot about that.
That's on you, dog.
We fumbled the bag a little bit.
Actually, no, that was... Simon is the one you curb stomped, wasn't
no.
it?
Yeah. No.
That was because Simon, I knew.
Simon, yeah,
I
Simon was an auric. No. I don't remember.
No, I thought it was Anus.
No, Anus you stomped up because that was before I joined.
Yeah, Anus was the the magic user whom slash like necromancer who like was like, man, I was gonna kill you guys.
He and wasn't
was
a necromancer, he was a witch hunter.
He's like, yeah, but I was sent here to kill you guys, and I was like, Yeah?
Back in the Gregor days.
Yeah. That was like level four of Gregor.
You're right. Okay, so Simon. Extreme prejudice. Simon who drowned after admitting it was his greatest fear.
Yeah. But these are just regular seamen.
Yes.
Lots of seamen.
Lots.
Yes. I mean, maybe some sea women. Buckets. As well.
Some could say loads of seamen.
Yeah.
Do we see any Kyles?
Stay blessed.
Yeah, there's bottles of load boost just empty everywhere.
Goddamn, so much semen.
Actually, that's a fair point. Does he see any monster cans?
There are no monster cans.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Nice. No, it's not. He's just looking like normal peeps.
Exactly.
Normal homies.
Okay, well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One of the ships starts coming at you faster than the others. They're cutting in half the rest.
Oh, okay. Edgar.
Coming full of semen.
Intercept.
And do what?
Rat. Your little duck flies down and lands in front of it.
In front. Land on it. Find the captain.
As like.
You're not going to stop the boat, dude. That's not how this works.
As Edgar's sitting there just glaring aggressively at the ship, the prow comes up and he gets kind of just like washed away.
Edgar. Edgar boarding actions.
Flutters up and lands on the rail.
Okay. I want to look through his eyes.
Okay.
Do I see anyone that appears to be a captain or has the bearing or man?
You see, like, the barest skeleton crew, but you do see all of the cannons are loaded and shining.
Skeleton crew as in skeletons.
Skeleton crew as in minimal crew.
Small crew. Okay.
Minimal crew on deck.
Important distinction.
Yeah, there's a very distinct line there.
Okay. Both minimal are very crew possible. On deck. It and does seem as if there might be more people down below decks.
Vampires.
Edgar.
The world
infiltrate.
Is a vampire.
Whack.
Stealth mode.
Doesn't turn invisible, just pulls out camo paint.
He puts on a little mustache.
He just changes his form so his feathers are white and he's a fucking seagull.
He puts on the nose and glasses.
Yeah. The Groucho glasses, yeah.
So Edgar as a duck is not able to open the door to go down below decks.
Well, the holes for where the cannons poke out, maybe?
Oh, good thinking.
Yeah, he flies through. He sees it looks like there are people down there. Seem humanoid.
Whilst invisible.
Yes.
Whom do you serve? Announced from
Oh my god. Oh no.
Why do I feel like it comes out though like Gilbert Godfrey? Like who you know?
You guys don't get he doesn't get an answer, but arrows start shooting out.
Well, all right, let's get out of there, buddy.
And
she told us nothing.
Disadvantage. Oh, that's a crit fail. He doesn't get shot.
Nice. Very cool.
From the first one.
Wow. Good thing there's 17 more coming.
Oh, God. Well, they can't even see him.
I'm glad that their immediate response is to just start letting off arrows inside their boat.
Inside.
No,
yes.
They're shooting out. They're assuming he's out the window. Oh. There's a voice from outside your window asking who you serve. You're not going to start shooting arrows at it?
Very well.
That's a 17.
Oh, yep, that'll probably hit.
Window, okay. Because I'm standing on a tree.
How many hit points does Edgar have?
Fucking not many.
Edgar about to fucking die.
I will summon him again.
Edgar is dead.
He has 11.
11? Oh, he's still dead.
Oh. Wow.
Oh. Well,
that's more than I thought. I thought he had like 4.
Okay.
But yeah, Edgar, unfortunately, is dead.
Well. So, I think those guys are assholes.
The ship is coming towards you guys.
Okay, but are they like
swiftly.
Are they like assholes that we like or assholes that are going to try and...
I'm pretty confident they're baddies.
Okay, so we're going to kill them.
They shot my fucking duck.
Alongside
cannons. Oh, we would have been bad already before we got there. If we are under the impression that these guys are bad guys,
boarding
before
actions.
They even approached, I would have ran over to them. Because I can walk on water.
Of course you can.
And I would be on their boat before they even shoot.
I'm going to wait for Ack to give us a green light because we can dimension door over if we need to.
Okay.
What are we trying to do?
Figure out who they are and if they're bad guys.
Yeah.
Why they shot my fucking duck.
It was very obvious why they shot your fucking duck.
When
he said, whom do you serve? And they just fucking started blasting.
Fucking
we would
ominously.
Do the exact same thing if we heard a random
that
voice.
That was so ominous.
No.
True. When I get over there,
okay,
can I get a quick lay of the lands? Do they look? Does it look like a ship about, full of guys about to try and board and kill us?
Not like they're about to board and kill you, but there it does. So there's almost no one on deck. Only like the minimal number of people are on deck.
Okay.
And
none of them look ready to do boarding actions.
No, they're just manning the ship, like trying to get it in position to come up alongside you guys. Not like ram, but like maybe like 100 feet out from you guys.
I'm going to turn to the nearest guy and go, "Hey, what you up to?" And I'm, I'm going to use patient defense. So if he attacks me, he gets a disadvantage.
Captain said we were to prepare the dramatic entrance, so we are preparing the dramatic entrance.
And who's your captain?
Cool with the lizard.
Are you from the other ship? I've never seen a lizard that talks before. Or is this the rum? This might be the rum.
A little bit of both, but who's your captain? And can I talk to them?
She is currently occupied preparing for the dramatic entrance.
Is your captain Aranessa?
Captain is currently preoccupied preparing for the dramatic entrance.
I'm gonna kick him in the stomach and use stunning strike.
Jesus.
Okay.
Roll.
Should I answer the
duck? That's a 25 to hit.
Oh yeah, he's down.
I'm not trying to kill him. I'm just trying to get him to answer my questions by force.
Okay. Well, you kick him in the stomach, which stuns him. He falls over and like yaks up a little bit of very rum smelling.
And I'm gonna wait 6 seconds till the stun goes away. I'm gonna pick up his head and go, "Can you answer my questions? Is your captain Aranessa? I need to know, because if it is, I won't kill you."
I'm a real little lizard man. This has been a very weird interaction. I don't know if you're real.
You got 5 seconds to answer the question, or I'm gonna get mad.
What was your question?
Is your captain Aranessa?
I mean, yes, of course. Who else would be preparing a dramatic entrance?
I just had to make sure. All right, cool. And I'm gonna back up. I'm gonna like still like maintaining eye contact with him, jump up back on the railing, and then jump down and run back to our boat. Okay. Give Kronk the all clear that we're safe.
Is this by your saying it? Are you doing a hand signal?
I suppose it depends on how long it takes me to get back to the boat.
They're maybe like 200 feet away from you at this point.
Oh, I can get there pretty easily.
Like 20 seconds.
Yeah. I'll pop back and just go, "It's Aranessa.
These motherfuckers.
She's apparently being dramatic.
They shot my fucking duck, so yeah."
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean,
are you guys doing anything other than rallying in force on the deck, ready for boarders?
No,
I'm gonna sit on the railing and kick my feet while I wait to see whatever dramatic entrance Aranessa is going to make.
Currently working on spending my fucking supplies to resummon my goddamn duck.
Doesn't that take like an hour?
Yes. It takes an hour and then
so you're
like,
just in the captain's cabin.
You need
the fire on the deck.
You need incense and charcoal.
Yes.
And a special like bronze
bowl, yeah.
Yes. I have it in my pack. I've had it for ages. So now I'm just working on summoning my duck again.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So I'm kicking my feet.
Did anyone tell Gregor?
Oh yeah, I would have. Yeah, I would have been.
Imagine if nobody did. I'm so. I
figure Greg probably heard in the commotion at some point.
That's fair. Okay.
He's around.
Well, as soon as the ship pulls up alongside you, the cannons glinting in the sun, they all shoot pew, 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 over you. As swinging dramatically from where she apparently was hiding on the mast.
I hope she watched me kick her in the stomach.
Swinging down, you see a figure with legs made out of fish bones. "I hear you need some help."
Legs made out of fish bones? When this happened?
That's Aranessa, yeah.
Oh, she's always had that.
Oh, shit, dude. Yeah.
I don't think, I'm pretty sure Ak has only ever seen her sitting down behind a table.
Aranessa's technically like a bit of a mutant. Because she was, so a little bit of lore, Aranessa was born in like a Norskin tribe, but she had like...
I thought she was from Kislev.
Was it Kislev?
That's also...
It was somewhere up there.
Way up north.
Yeah, somewhere in that super far north, and then she basically was like floated off down the water, abandoned, like left to die because she had like mutated like legs and shit like that.
As you do.
And, like limbs.
Nice.
So it was like just like they just presumed it was like a curse or something like that, mm-hmm. like a chaos curse. So they just fucking threw it out there. But then she ended up being like picked up by a ship or whatever and eventually ended up becoming like the pirate queen kind of thing.
Sick.
Cool. There's various myths about whether she was born with the fish legs, whether she like
was mutated,
whether like she lost her legs and that's what she chose, whether it's like magical. There's different rumors. And
well, hi.
Okay.
So anyways,
that was
howdy.
That was neat.
Fancy seeing you here.
I worked hard on it. We practice it every week.
That's
practice.
I can tell. Nice. I can tell.
It was very well executed. Man. Yeah.
You
why did you kick my man?
He didn't answer my question.
Shot my duck. No, that is not.
Literally, no one saw a duck.
Listen, let's not worry about who killed who. Let's just be happy we're all together.
We're sailing for the land of the dead, eh?
Correct.
Yeah, we're gonna go kill a god.
There's quite the fleet you got.
Karma's a bitch, and they
worked
gonna
hard
learn.
To build it.
By the way, keep stand it. Still, and I'm gonna pull out my lantern. I'm doing a once over.
Ocular pat down.
Ocular pat down.
Okay. There doesn't seem to be anything on her at the moment. Okay.
The dude behind her's got an orb, though. You! Yeah,
I'm doing an ocular pat down. I'm just doing the rounds.
Ship crew, they all seem... I mean, again, most of the crew is below deck still.
Yeah. I will also explain what I'm doing. Be like, yeah, it's because they're like using scrying sensors to like track movements and shit.
I wouldn't worry about that too much on the Salt Sprite.
Okay.
Why is it?
That's cool.
Like, y'all got like cool magic shit going on over there? Like,
I've had it worked.
Anti-scrying shit. Oh, that's nice.
That's smart.
Too many people know.
That makes sense. Yeah, you're a pirate. Dude, she's
so
a pirate queen.
Gangster, right?
Yeah, she's a pirate queen. It makes sense.
That was so
she's
confident,
like, I don't
too.
Speak broke bitch. You know?
For real.
She's like, I ain't got to worry about
it. Ship isn't? You live like this?
I got it from you guys.
Well, to be fair, we're on this like 1 month a year, so.
I'm warded.
That and vehicles are a terrible investment.
None of these guys are.
And they appreciate it as soon as you
drive them out of the harbor,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, they depreciate instantly.
Mm-hmm. All the wear and tear, you got to maintain them.
It helps when you don't buy them new.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
True.
Anyways.
Got a lot of people.
So you're good to sail with us then, yeah? That's what you're doing
No,
here?
I came here just to be dramatic.
God,
I
mean, you could. Damn. Honestly, that would be a flex.
That would be kind of cool.
That'd
nothing be a real one. Surprises me.
If you just dipped out right now, that would kind of be like.
Yeah, you're just like, you know what? Nah, I'm gonna go back to Sartosa.
Nah, that'd be.
Anyways, I'm assuming these are all your fleet.
Yeah, of course.
Very cool. Nice.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
We're keeping the gold, though. I hope you're aware of that. Anything we find.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair, right?
I just figured everything was up for grabs.
I figured it's finders keepers.
Yeah, looters rights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to take Harkin down a peg after what he did to me.
Don't.
Oh, you're going to peg
don't
him
say,
all right.
Oh, wait. No, we're on her ship. We can say his name. We can say
she's
his name.
She's on her ship. You guys are on your ship.
I want to jump over to his ship and say Harkin, 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 Manfred, 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 and then jump back to our ship.
Okay.
Do you feel good about that?
Let's not make a habit of that because you will slip up.
You happy you got that out?
I had to get it out because we were talking about him earlier and I had to make sure not to say his name then.
It's just a vocal tick.
Yeah.
Sick.
So,
all right.
You ready to stop the end of the world? Cue Linkin Park.
Michael Bay.
Let's sail.
We don't actually finish the campaign. We just close it out. We're getting ready for the sequel.
And then just end credits.
Yeah.
Voiceover with Optimus Prime.
Yeah. In the sixth campaign, we're going to fuck them up, guys. I swear.
Hell yeah.
Well, that's actually where I was finding any of the episodes, so I guess we are rolling.
God damn it.
Thank you guys for listening. Thank you to our sponsors. We've got VB Health and we've got Woo. Fan Roll.
All right.
Stay boosted. Stay blessed.
Yes.
The basics.
We end the campaign here. We start a second campaign, and then that campaign also leads to this fight, and then we stop it there. And then we start a third campaign and do the same thing, and then we have to play all of our characters at the same time during the one big fight against Nagash.
That sounds exhausting.
That would sounds be like amazing.
It sounds like one turn would take
17.
Hours.
Yeah, it'd be a 5-day event.
Yeah. So,
especially because it's
patrons. Let us know if that's what you want.
Fighting Manfred was like a 2-day ordeal.
Yeah. That was
I'm still mad that I didn't kill him. I was right there.
You were dead.
We were pretty close.
I was right there.
The fact that you're so busted, Amber had to throw NPCs at you just so you didn't one tap the boss. Just
keep the blender bogged down.
I was mad.
Check the links down in the description below if you want to get some supplements,
get your governments,
improve your health, or if you want to get some supplements for your tabletop games, and get some dice and accessories.
That was that fight was me throwing Gretchen at the Silent King in my last tournament.
Also, shout out to patrons. Thank you guys for your support. We love you, big muchums. Sorry if we get your characters killed. It's just part of the gig.
Yeah.
Some of them might be coming in, though, for the fight. We've been in talks.
Yeah. Okay.
That'd that
be
could
cool.
be fun.
That'd be cool. Also, I just want to say that the as fitting as the scene with Yolanda was, that made me very uncomfortable as a person.
Oh, made you uncomfortable.
It made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, made you uncomfortable? Yeah.
I had to say all of that and actually do it, not just listen to
you
it.
You chose
it. It did make me uncomfortable.
You chose this.
It was very off-putting. Yeah, you're like, well, well done. It was very scene set. Yeah.
Yeah, I was sitting there the whole time just like,
yeah, I was like, oh, I was SDM, hoping that she like, would,
I was just like, the room is so quiet right now. This is very, I hope we put some music on that.
I was really hoping she would fight back because the like when she turned to run, it's just like, it was like, I imagine for Kronk, it was as uncomfortable as it was for me because it's like, oh, don't make this like
that. Why are you running?
Don't make this bad. What are you running? Like, come on.
She has your dagger. She's she was like, running to a weapon rack.
Not like but this.
Did Yolanda not, does she not have like any magic or like, is she just a human?
She's just a politician.
She was just a politician. She was just the queen.
I thought.
Yolanda Winston.
Well, I thought the lady before her, chicken fucking, Yzma. What's her name? Yzma.
She was never the queen though. She was like the head of the mages.
Oh,
there.
She gotcha. She tried to become.
Yeah, she tried to like use
empress.
Okay,
and then they ended up turning it into a constitutional monarchy.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
God, this whole thing. Magna Carta.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah,
I thought it was going to be like one of those.
We should talk.
That was an experience.
Let's talk more in depth about Matorkan geopolitics.
Hell yeah.
Kronk is now technically emperor of Matorka.
This is true.
Well,
technically.
And according to him, but in his absence,
somebody else is currently standing in for Yolanda? Because nobody else knows that Yolanda is dead.
Is currently filling it.
Right.
Gonna build a wall. All dwarves gonna pay for it. I'm
on a boat. Right. The dwarves are gonna pay.
We'll catch
for
you guys.
Actually, no. Currently, Gaunt's building a wall, and Gaunt is gonna pay. Or not Gaunt. Jürgen. Yeah.
Bye.